Yeah.
So right now we have our main outreach is through social media at Bike Against Traffic on Instagram, Facebook. I think those are our main avenues right now. And we have a just links to donate to. And so we've raised about $30,000 so far across the country.
It's like 38.
Oh, so holy cow. So we've raised $38,000 so far across the country halfway through. And so, yeah, that's the main way to donate. And we are partnered with an incredible organization out of Fargo, North Dakota, actually called Unseen. We Are Unseen. And they have 28 partners.
In 48 different countries.
Yeah. And those guys are actually boots on the ground doing things, helping women, children, men all around the world. And we're like, let's partner with those guys. Let's get them some funds. And so that's been our mission is they're our partner this year.
Essentially, when you look at it, we're kind of like a marketing campaign for somebody that's actually doing the things to save kids specifically, that they don't have enough time to go ask everyone, hey, mm-hmm. guys, we need help. So we're actually the help that they get to kind of bring money in to support their cause and what they're doing. So
where have you been? Where are you going?
Great question. We started in Florence, Oregon, which is directly west of Eugene. So right in the center of the state. Went all the way to Idaho, up into Montana, about Missoula, came down through Yellowstone, straight across Wyoming, and then now we're here
in
and
Nebraska.
We're
going to end in Yorktown, Virginia. So those familiar with the Trans Am route, we were on that for a little bit. We took it off. We're going to cut back down through Missouri and finish on the Atlantic, which is pretty
cool. It's
the
first state that's been humid, so it's a little bit
wake up call.
Like, oh, this is what sweating looks like.
Yeah, we're not used to this humidity actually. I apologize.
Oh, good. That's great.
We're glad we're not alone.
This part of the state, I think we're used to single digits this time of year. Okay. And we're just being abused by 40-50% relative humidity and high temperatures.
Yeah.
So. Giving us a challenge, making us earn it.
The other end of the state, that's where we kind of see the humidity typically. Oh, so I apologize.
No, that's all right. We forgive you. It's all right.
But we do appreciate you guys coming through and taking some time before we wrap this up. Are there any last messages that you want to give our listeners? So we'll just give you the floor.
Well, first of all, Zachary, thank you guys so much for having us on the radio. This was a really cool happenstance. We were just in a gas station and your sister got connected with us and you're like, hey, go to the radio station. We're like, this is the coolest. This is the best. So first of all, thank you so much.
Yeah.
But if there's any other thing you want
to
say.
I guess to the listeners, I think it comes down to, are you willing to research, figure out what's actually going on? I think these days it's really hard to figure out what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
When you start talking to victims that actually have experienced what we're fighting for, it becomes very clear that this is a really dark evil that we have to come together and fight. And so I would say do your research. The partners we're working with have tons of information.
Yeah.
So if you want to visit, it's weareunseen.org. They have a ton of information. I think that's probably another huge thing. Also, just for us as bikers, it's been fun to see. Nebraska is a really kind state to bike through.
Good.
So just a huge thank you to all you guys driving out there looking out for bicyclists. We weren't bicyclists before this trip. So we're like, this is what it looks like to be annoying on the side of the road. So thank you guys very much.
All right. Well, we wish you good luck in your mission.
Thank you so much.
Stay safe. Stay hydrated. Stay cool.
Yeah.
And do well.
Sweet. We appreciate
you coming in.
Thank you so much.
Zachary. All right. Justin, Evan, appreciate it.
Appreciate
back to you.